In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the standard of the Old Comrades Association of the Palestine Police has been laid up in this cathedral church. The Palestine Police was the force established by the United Kingdom government in 1920, 3 years after the capture of Jerusalem from the Ottoman Empire by the British Egyptian Expeditionary Force. The fall of Jerusalem in 1917 left the whole of Palestine under British control. However, while the name Jerusalem means city of peace, the British found that they had inherited indeed a poisoned chalice. As we know still only too well, the territory was claimed at one and the same time by the Palestinian Arabs who lived there and the new Jewish settlers who arrived in the land in increasing numbers. Endeavoring to keep the peace between them was the Palestine Police Force, comprising men of British, Arab, and Jewish origin. But it was a no-win situation for the Palestine Police. They became the object of attack from both Jews and Arabs, as they were perceived as the force that prevented the free operation of guerrilla groups on both sides. The police force, sometimes reinforced by troops, was increasingly attacked by both Jew and Arab until the end of the British Mandate in 1948. In spite of disbanding, the police force did not end its contribution to British imperial interests of the day. After 1948, large numbers of former Palestinian police provided invaluable experience and service in other colonial territories, especially in Malaysia during the emergency there. Anxious not to lose the camaraderie that had bonded members of the police force who were under double attack, the Old Comrades Association has survived to this day. And today, this 23rd day of February 2014, we welcome some of their number to this service, where their standard is laid up in this cathedral. Two phrases familiar to the Palestine Police ring down the years. The first is, no promotion after Jerusalem, from Sir Ronald Storrs, the first governor of Jerusalem, as though to defend Jerusalem was the highest possible honor and all further promotion was meaningless. The second phrase is the tribute paid by His Majesty King George VI in 1948, when he welcomed members of the force back to British soil. He thanked them for their service and famously declared that theirs had been a job well done. Gentlemen, you lay up your standard here in this cathedral, a place of serenity, beauty, worthy indeed to be called a house of God. not a museum, but a house of living Christian faith, which was born, after all, in the land where you served. It was in that land that Jesus, our founder, sat on a hillside and declared, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And where he said, "My peace I leave with you." If you are in or near Guildford again, visit this place of peace. Be still for a while and remember old scenes and old comrades, both those who fell and those who returned home. And thank the God that this cathedral honors for your survival and for all the glories of the world you were spared to enjoy. Job, the man being spoken to in our first reading, was also challenged by God to look at what he routinely saw, to see the depth and the detail deep down the natural world, the glory of the rising sun, the fury of the storm. Excuse me. At one point, God asks Job, "Have you been shown the gates of death?" as though expecting the answer, "No." But if he asked you that question, some of you, speaking for yourselves or speaking for fallen comrades, would answer, "Yes, we have. Those were the conditions of our service. We did indeed look death in the face and have, in our time, wept." The standoff between Jew and Arab and all the hatred arising from it still threatens the peace of our world. That is now. But then, between 1921 and 48, when called upon to keep the peace for a time in a land called Palestine, it was, as King George VI declared, a job well done, both for that territory and for this country. Our thanks for what you did and for your service. We shall take care of your standard and all it has stood for in the past and means now to you. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for the work and service of the Palestine Police. We remember fallen comrades and the ties that bound us to them. May your blessing be upon the peoples of Israel and Palestine in their present disharmony. And in your good time, bring their peoples to brotherhood and understanding. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was known as the Prince of Peace. May your blessing attend all who serve in the police forces of the world, especially today in the Ukraine, in Egypt, and in other countries engaged in civil unrest. May they operate with even-handedness and restraint in the interests of peace upon our streets and the good order of society. Give wisdom to those in command, so that the rank and file may be confident that they act with justice and right on their side. And this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us join together in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hymn 482.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.